Hello and welcome to another episode of Full Court Finance here at Zacks. I'm your host, Ben Raines. And today we're taking a look at both Netflix and Snap stock before their upcoming Q2 earnings releases next week to see if they might be worth buying for big potential upside. But before we get into everything, remember to subscribe and leave a review wherever you listen to your podcasts. And make sure to check out our new Zacks.com/promo page for a look at some of our services, portfolios, and more. All right, so before we jump into Netflix and Snap, I like to always start with a broader market overview, and then we're going to take a quick look at the overall earnings picture before we, as I said, jump into Netflix and Snap. So investors have pushed the market to records to start the third quarter, with the NASDAQ and the S&P 500 both hitting new highs as of early Tuesday morning. Wall Street has climbed right back into technology and other growth stocks since mid-May, when many of their favorite names entered attractive buying points. So we've seen bullish investors proving their willingness to pretty much buy up big NASDAQ players nearly every time there's a significant and healthy recalibration since that initial post-COVID surge last year. Technology and growth resurgence also coincides with falling bond yields. So Wall Street has somewhat pushed back and pumped the brakes on the overheating nerves at the moment, sending the 10-year U.S. Treasury down from about 1.75% late March to around 1.36% at the moment, while the 30-year yield slipped from about 2.45% down to 1.99%. That said, there are some more technical trading reasons for the big drop in yields recently as well. But even before Treasury yields retreated again, many investors likely understood that the market would be left to keep chasing returns in stocks, given that yields are poised to remain historically low even when the Fed finally starts to lift them. Investors also celebrated the June jobs report that showed continued signs of recovery, but didn't signal that massive overheating that many might have been worried about. Clearly, Wall Street will remain vigilant about the impact of rising prices, but the market has decided to remain rather bullish during the low volume summer months so far, looking to the improving and reopened U.S. economy and the strong earnings picture to reassure themselves for running stocks up to new highs again. So let's quickly look at the S&P 500 earnings picture as the big banks start to kick off earnings season in earnest for Q2. So this is from the director of research and my boss, Shiraz Mian. He wrote recently, so last Friday, that given how strong earnings surprises turned out to be in the preceding period, so that's Q1 of 2021, the final earnings growth tally for Q2 could be as high as 80%. So at the moment, where Zacks estimates are calling for the S&P 500 earnings to climb about 62% on 18% higher revenues, and he is suggesting that that earnings growth could get all the way up to 80%. And it's worth noting that this is against the easy to compare period last year, but it's also would also mark growth from the pre-COVID period in FY19. So along with this big growth from last year, we're expecting also growth from the pre-COVID period as well. So it shows that strength. Overall, for the year, we're calling for about 36% growth for the S&P 500 on the bottom line and 11% revenue growth, with then 11% growth next year expected on the bottom line, and then another 11% growth expected after that on about 6% higher sales in 2022 and 5% higher sales in 2023. So some continued strong top and bottom line growth on top of this impressive growth this year. So with this in mind, we're now going to take a look at Netflix, which trades under the ticker NFLX, with it set to report its second quarter earnings on Tuesday, July 20th, so a week from today. So we're going to pretty much dive into why the streaming giant might be worth buying at the moment. Looking back, Netflix disappointed Wall Street last quarter when it fell short of its Q1 subscriber projections and offered relatively disappointing guidance. The lackluster period followed a blockbuster pandemic-driven 2020, where it added a record 37 million users to blow away its 23 million average during the past 5 years. That said, Netflix experienced a pull forward that's hurting its ability to expand its user base in 2021, a number that's historically driven the stock. So despite those near-term slowdowns, Netflix is still the largest streaming TV firm, boasting about 208 million subscribers. And streaming is clearly the future of entertainment, with plenty of gas left in that growth tank. Now, some on Wall Street are worried that the rise of Disney and Amazon and Apple, and given all their abilities to spend billions and billions of dollars on content, will hurt Netflix. Luckily, though, the streaming wars are far from a winner-take-all, as many consumers are willing to pay for multiple streaming services, given their vastly different content libraries. So, for instance, Netflix and Disney have completely different content libraries, and as is Apple. And as more people cut the cord, most likely you're not going to just choose Netflix and not just choose Disney Plus. So it's not like one of these companies necessarily is going to take all of the consumers away from another platform. So as you mentioned, it's not a winner-take-all. People are paying for multiple streaming services, and more people are cutting that cable cord every day. Netflix also continues to roll out a diverse array of shows, movies, reality TV, and more. And this is in the U.S. and around the globe, so they have different content depending on where you live. The firm has also landed deals with Hollywood giants both in front of and behind the camera, including striking a multi-year deal with iconic director Steven Spielberg as of late June. So that was a pretty big deal recently. These deals highlight the slow death of the movie theaters, especially outside of those massive blockbusters. Netflix posted about 24% growth last year, marking pretty solid slowdown from some recent periods. But that said, Netflix was one of the star stocks of all of the 2010s, while averaging only about 28% sales growth during that past decade, which was inflated by a 48% climb back all the way in 2011. So it's not like it was doing 50% growth year over year. So 24% growth is not that much of a slowdown, and it was the one of the standout stocks at the 2010s. So with this in mind, Zacks estimates are calling for its FY 2021 revenue to climb about 19% from $25 billion all the way to nearly $30 billion, with it set to then jump another 15% or about $4.4 billion higher in fiscal 2022. Meanwhile, its adjusted earnings are projected to climb by about 73% and 22% respectively over this same stretch. It's also important to note that Netflix is projected has projected it will post break-even free cash flow in 2021, which marked a big improvement from previous projection that called for it burning as much as $1 billion. The fact that executives think they no longer need to, quote, raise external financing for our day-to-day operations is a pretty big win, after it had taken on billions in debt over the last several years to ramp up its content production as it knew it needed to compete with all of these other major players. Wall Street also remains largely high on Netflix, with 23 of the 31 brokerage recommendations that Zacks has, either at strong buys or buys at the moment. Netflix earnings estimates have also trended upward, including some positive moves higher recently, but it currently lands at a Zacks rank number 3 hold right now. And the stock also rocks an A grade for growth in our style score system. With that said, in terms of its stock price movement, it has lagged the market and its industry over the last year. It's up just around 4%, which includes a roughly sideways movement in 2021. So even though the market and all of these big tech players have soared over the last year, Netflix has been a pretty big laggard. Luckily, it has popped about 9% in the past month, and it broke above both its 50 and 200-day moving averages in late June. With that said, it's still sitting below its January records, which is a solid sign. And this is, as we mentioned, coming even as Apple and Microsoft and Facebook and all these other big tech players continue to hit new highs as they push the NASDAQ to fresh records. So Netflix could have some room to run. It's also trading at about a 35% discount to its own year-long highs in terms of forward earnings, and a nearly 20% discount to its median over this stretch. Some might want to wait for Netflix to report its Q2 results, as playing it around earnings is always a little risky, or for it to offer up that guidance on July 20th. So there could be a pullback, given that it's trading relatively near overbought RSI levels at the moment. That said, longer-term investors might want to consider Netflix, given that it's recently underperformed the market over the last year. Plus, in Netflix provides obviously this potential runway for growth in the second half, given that the market has soared over the last year and Netflix has not been a big part of that. So overall, betting on the biggest player in a growth market that isn't going out of style might not be a bad idea. Let's also remember that its subscription model provides stability, and it could always pull in way more users if it were ever to introduce a free ad-supported tier. that would surely be a hit as marketers clamor to reach more and more customers as they disconnect from legacy media. So overall, Netflix, if you're a long-term investor, doesn't seem like it's a, maybe its big growth days are behind it, but it seems like a solid longer-term play within this modern entertainment space. And now we're going to look at another stock that might be worth considering as a longer modern entertainment age play, and that is Snap Inc., which trades in the ticker SNAP, S-N-A-P. And it is set to report its second quarter 2021 financial results on Thursday, July 22nd, so next Thursday. And now we're just going to run through Snap like we did with Netflix. So Snap has continually enhanced its social media app that became famous. So that's that Snapchat app that it became famous for disappearing photos and videos. Today, Snapchat is full of video content and shows from social media stars to celebrities like Kevin Hart. And it has deals with mega brands like the NFL and Disney and countless others. And its Snapchat Discover page has gained traction. And it's been in the booming mobile gaming market for over 2 years now. And the company also constantly releases various augmented reality offerings. And it launched its Spotlight feature late last year that aims to challenge that up-and-coming and vastly popular new app, TikTok. Snap's beefed up portfolio of entertainment offerings has attracted advertisers as more and more people disconnect from ad-supported legacy media and go to places like Netflix, and also choose to simply ignore traditional online banner ads as people have been used to them now for about 20 years. So investors should know that Snap has boasted in the U.S. that it reaches, quote, more than 90% of 13 to 24-year-olds and more than 75% of 13 to 34-year-olds, which is a really impressive number. Snap's ability to reach this, quote, unduplicated and hard-to-reach audience has attracted Wall Street's attention, and it continues to add users and monetize its growing platform. We should also note that obviously Facebook and many of these other bigger tech companies are facing far more government scrutiny than Snapchat, which is, as of my knowledge, not really facing anything of government scrutiny. And even its rival, TikTok, is facing more scrutiny as well. So Snap beat our first quarter estimates with revenue up about 66% and its daily active users up 22% to 280 million. Plus, it posted break-even earnings to top our estimate that called for a loss of 6 cents per share. So Snap's FY 2021 and FY 2022 earnings estimates have surged since its report, with some positive revisions recently as well. Zach's estimates call for Snap's FY21 revenue to surge another 56% to reach about $3.9 billion, with 2022 projected to climb another 49% all the way up to about $5.8 billion. So some big growth. These estimates would represent its best growth as a public company and follow three straight years of between 43 to 46% revenue expansion. So doing 5 years of about 43 to as high as 56% revenue growth is really impressive, getting all the way up to about nearly $6 billion next year is our estimate. Meanwhile, it's expected to soar from an adjusted loss of 6 cents per share last year all the way up to positive 23 cents per share this year, with it then projected to skyrocket 200% in FY 2022 all the way up to 69 cents a share. The company has blown away our bottom line estimates in the trailing four periods, yet Snap is sitting at a Zacks ranked number three hold at the moment, next to an A grade for growth. And like Netflix, Wall Street remains really high on the stock. So overall, 20 of the 24 brokerage recommendations that Zacks has are strong buys, with none below a hold. Snap stock has climbed about 175% in the past year, but it did fall victim to that growth selling that began back in February. That said, it has mounted a comeback along with all these many other big tech names and tech in general since mid-May, with it up about 30%. The stock is sitting at about $65 per share, which is about 7% below its highs. So despite trading somewhat near its records, it's trading 20% below its year-long highs in terms of forward sales. So it's trading at about 20.7 times forward sales, which is right at its median. And it also rests near neutral RSI levels at around 52. So clearly there could be some selling pressure if investors want to take home some profits when it reports, especially with the NASDAQ sitting at fresh records. And some, like always, might want to wait for it to actually report its numbers and its guidance. Of course, though, as we touched on, investors with long-term outlooks might want to buy Snap now, given its ability to constantly evolve in that modern media platform, and it plays into the overall smartphone addiction while attracting a vital demographic in the new age of entertainment. And that $65 a share mark might be relatively attractive to some, especially considering what many of its other peers in this broader space are trading at in terms of the actual stock price. So that does it for another episode of Full Court Finance. Until next time, I'm your host, Ben Raines. And remember, if you have any questions, please feel free to shoot us an email over at podcast@zacks.com.
This material is being provided for informational purposes only, and nothing herein constitutes investment, legal, accounting, or tax advice, or a recommendation to buy, sell, or hold a security. Do not act or rely upon the information and advice given in this podcast without seeking the services of competent and professional legal, tax, or accounting counsel. Publication and distribution of this podcast is not intended to create, and the information contained herein does not constitute, an attorney-client relationship. No recommendation or advice is being given as to whether any investment or strategy is suitable for a particular investor. It should not be assumed that any investments in securities, companies, sectors, or markets identified and described were or will be profitable. All information is current as of the date herein and is subject to change without notice. Any views or opinions expressed may not reflect those of Zacks Investment Research as a whole.